Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the Wabash Cannonball? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder,
who's gonna fill their shoes?
God bless the boys from Memphis, blue suede shoes and Elvis. Much too soon he left this world in tears. They tore up the 50s, old Jerry Lee and Charlie, and Gold Cat Gold still echoes through the years. You know the heart of country music still beats in Luke the Drifter. You can tell it when he sang "I Saw the Light." Old Marty, Hank and Lefty, why, I can feel them right here with me on this silver eagle rolling through the night.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the
Wabash Cannonball?
Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder,
who's gonna fill their shoes?
Yes, I wonder, who's gonna fill their shoes?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, June 9th, 2017 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, I want you to take a minute, go get a pen and paper, and come back. I got a caller that called in last night, and forgive me, I don't remember the name, but he was talking about who's going to fill their shoes, those great patriots that have left us. And what I'm going to do before I get into the show tonight is I'm going to name off some names of some of the people that have, walked our path and brought us valuable information, but they've left us too soon. And what I'd like you to do is get your pen and paper. If there's anybody that I've missed, and I know I've missed a few, I want you to fill in the blanks for me. It's going to be an open line broadcast tonight. The phone lines will be open from the beginning of the show to the end. We can talk about anything you like to talk about. The number, as you know, is 800-313-9443. So before I get into this, one other quick note. Tom in Utah, Patton, Arkansas, sent me this book report from Iron Mountain, as you had requested. And I'm a little bit confused about it because on the front, it's stamped in red, says suppressed. And it says, this satire is subject to the highest security classification and access to it or confirmation of its existence is limited to persons cleared by contingency evaluation committee. This order is absolutely up to and including presidential level. And all through here, the reports, I don't know what you call them, the comments that are made, we're talking about this book as a satire. It's not real. Now, I don't know whether it is or not, but I've got the copy of the book, and I want you to tell me what it is you want me to do with it, and we'll take it from there. Now, folks, if you're back at your computers or back by the radio or wherever you may be, I'm going to read off a list of names of patriots who have left us. And I'd like for your call-ins, your comments, if you'd like to talk about any of these people. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a tribute show to these people in the not-too-distant future. I have to write it first. But some of these people, I need to know a little bit more about what their expertise was or if they had specific narratives that they were expert on or whatever. So let me start by saying, first one on my list, and these are the ones that I pulled off the top of my head. Of course, Bill Cooper, we all remember him. He passed away in November of 2001. He was shot in the head. Michael Collins Piper, I believe he wrote for American Free Press, and he was a host on this network for quite some time. And correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, because again, last night after the show, I just wrote these down off the top of my head, as I said. Willis Carto, I believe he wrote for The Spotlight, that the newspaper that John Wayne was so fond of, that's why they won't put do anything for him in Los Angeles. Let's see, Eustace Mullins. And I had a caller that called in and said, Eustace is still alive. I looked him up and it said he died in 2010. But if he is still alive, I think I had a caller that called in and said he was in a nursing home somewhere or something. Not sure about that. Let's see. Should we include Erwin Schiff in there, the pioneer on the tax movement? He died in prison, as we all know. What, a couple years ago, I think. Don't want to leave out Jack McLam. Jack McLam, I've met Jack on occasion. And I actually met him here in Phoenix. I helped him out one time with his computer that had gone on the fritz. And, of course, this gentleman I had on my show many, 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 many times back in 2007 and 2008. A little controversial, but nonetheless, I thought he put out some pretty good information. It could have been some of it disinformation, but his heart was in the right place, and that's Don Nikoloff. He passed away here a few years ago. So if you have any there that I missed, folks, any that you can think of that I couldn't think of. I know there's one guy that wrote a book. He didn't publish it. It was just in a binder almost. And it was, I remember it was a black cover. And I think it was something about World War III or something like that. And I think that was John Stadtmiller's mentor. I called John today, but he didn't answer the phone. Evidently, his jaw is still bothering him, which is why he's been kind of avoiding the network. He's evidently, you know, recovering from however badly he slept on his pillow that night. So that said, okay, if you've written those down, I'm gonna mention them one more time, and then I want you to fill in any blanks and give me a call if I've missed anybody, because as I said, I want to gather a little bit more information on these people, and I want to do a tribute show to these great patriots, okay? So it was Michael Collins Piper, Bill Cooper, Willis Carto, Eustace Mullins, Jack McLam, Don Nikoloff, and Erwin Schiff. Okay? All right. So, that said, let's move on. Now, I never got to where I was going to go last night with the privatized prisons. And so I may get to that tonight, but I ran across a couple of articles that I'm going to share with you. And again, as I said, feel free to interrupt me at any time because this is a Friday night. It's just a relaxed atmosphere. You can call in, talk about anything you want, but I really do want to know if I've missed any of those names. And if you come up with one that I forgot about, please remind me, okay? All right, let's get started. Let's see. As nightfall, oh, this is by Lou Rockwell. As nightfall does not come at once, and maybe I shouldn't start it like that. Do you remember that incident in California where the police shot up this building with these people in it a year or two ago? That's what this is about. Actually, it's about the court system itself and where we sit in this day and age. So it starts, as nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there is a twilight when everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is such a twilight that we all must be most aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness. That was penned by Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas. Well, folks, we have entered a new regime, and it's called the American police state. And as the United States Supreme Court's ruling in the County of Los Angeles versus Mendez makes clear, Americans can no longer rely on the courts to mete out justice. Continuing its disturbing trend of siding with police in cases of excessive use of force, a unanimous court declared that police should not be held liable for recklessly firing 15 times into a shack where a homeless couple, Angel and Jennifer Mendez, was sleeping. Now, understandably, the Mendezes were startled by the intruders, so much so that Angel was holding his BB gun, which he used to shoot rats in defense. Despite the fact that police barged into the Mendez backyard shack without a search warrant and without announcing their presence and fired 15 shots at the couple, who suffered significant injuries, Angel Mendez suffered numerous gunshot wounds, one of which required the amputation of his right leg below the knee, and his wife Jennifer was shot in the back. The court once again gave the police a get-out-of-jail-free card. Now, unfortunately, we've been traveling this dangerous road for a long time now. In the police state being erected around us, the police and other government agents can probe, poke, pinch, taser, search, seize, strip, and generally manhandle anyone they see fit in almost any circumstance, all with the general blessing of the courts. Now, whether it's police officers breaking through people's front doors and shooting them dead in their homes, or strip-searching motorists on the side of the road, these instances of abuse are continually validated by a judicial system that kowtows to virtually every police demand, no matter how unjust, no matter how in opposition to the Constitution. These are hallmarks of the emerging American police state, where police officers, no longer mere servants of the people entrusted with keeping the peace, are part of an elite ruling class dependent on keeping the masses corralled, under control, and treated like suspects and enemies rather than citizens. And while the First Amendment, which gives us a voice, is being muzzled, the Fourth Amendment, which protects us from being bullied, badgered, beaten, broken, and spied on by government agents, is being disemboweled. A review of critical court rulings over the past decade or so, including some ominous ones by the U.S. Supreme Court, reveals a startling and steady trend toward pro-police state rulings by an institution concerned more with establishing order and protecting the ruling class and government agents than with upholding the rights enshrined in the Constitution. Police can stop, arrest, and search citizens without reasonable suspicion or probable cause. In a 5-3 ruling in Utah versus Strife, the United States Supreme Court effectively gave police a green light to embark on a fishing expedition of one's person and property, rendering Americans completely vulnerable to the whims of any cop on the beat. In a blistering dissent in Utah versus Strife, Judge Sonia Sotomayor blasted the court for holding that the discovery of a warrant for an unpaid parking ticket will forgive a police officer's violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. Sotomayor continued by saying, "This court has allowed an officer to stop you for whatever reason he wants, so long as he can point to a pretextual justification after the fact. That justification must provide specific reasons why the officer suspected you were breaking the law. But it may factor in your ethnicity, where you live, what you were wearing, and how you behaved. The officer does not even need to know which law you might have broken, so long as he can later point to any possible infraction, even one that is minor, unrelated, or even ambiguous. The indignity of the stop is not limited to an officer telling you that you look like a criminal. The officer may next ask for your consent to inspect your bag or purse without telling you. Without telling you that you can decline. But regardless of your answer, he may order you to stand helpless, perhaps facing a wall with your hands raised. If the officer thinks you might be dangerous, he may then frisk you for weapons. This involves more than just a pat-down. As onlookers pass by, the officer may feel with sensitive fingers every portion of your body. A thorough search may be made by your arms and armpits, your waistline and back, the groin and area about the testicles, the entire surface of the legs down to your feet. If you still can't read the writing on the wall, Sotomayor breaks it down. Breaks it down from this country with an outstanding arrest warrant. Anything the officer finds in a search is fair game for use in a criminal prosecution. The officer's incentive to violate the Constitution thus increases. Police officers can stop cars based on anonymous tips or for suspicious behavior, such as having a reclined car seat or driving too carefully. In a 5-4 ruling in Navarrete versus California, the United States Supreme Court declared that police officers can, under the guise of reasonable suspicion, stop cars and question drivers based solely on anonymous tips no matter how dubious, and whether or not they themselves witnessed any troubling behavior. And more recently, in State versus Howard, the Kansas Supreme Court declared that motorists who recline their car seats are guilty of suspicious behavior and can be subject to warrantless searches by police. Is this starting to get over the top, folks? Or is it just me? That ruling, coupled with other court rulings upholding warrantless searches and seizures by police for such suspicious behavior as having acne scars, driving with a stiff, upright posture, having car windows that are too heavily tinted, driving too fast, driving too slow, failing to maintain speed, following too closely, improper lane changes, distracted driving, screeching a car's tires, leaving a parked car door open for too long, avoiding a traffic light by driving through a parking lot, driving near a bar or on a road that has large amounts of drunk driving, driving a certain make of car, Mercedes, Grand Prix, or Hummers are among the most ticketed vehicles, having anything dangling from the rearview mirror, air fresheners, handicapped parking permits, toll transponders or rosaries, or displaying pro-police bumper stickers render one's car a constitution-free zone. Police officers can use lethal force in car chases without fear of lawsuits. In Plumhoff versus Rickard, the United States Supreme Court declared that police officers who used deadly force to terminate a car chase were immune from a lawsuit. The officers were accused of needlessly resorting to deadly force by shooting multiple times at a man and his passenger in a stopped car, killing both individuals. Police can steal from Americans who are innocent of any wrongdoing. In refusing to hear a challenge to Texas asset forfeiture law, the United States Supreme Court allowed Texas police to keep $201,000 in ill-gotten cash, primarily on the basis that the seized cash, the proceeds of a home sale, was being transported on the highway associated with illegal drug trade, despite any proof of illegal activity by the owner. Asset forfeiture laws, which, by the way, folks, I'm going to get into next, which have come under intense scrutiny and criticism in recent years, allow the police to seize property just suspected of being connected to criminal activity without having to prove the owner of the property is guilty of a criminal offense. Americans have no protection against mandatory breathalyzer tests at a police checkpoint, although mandatory blood draws violate the Fourth Amendment in Birchfield versus North Dakota. Police can also conduct sobriety and information-seeking checkpoints. Illinois versus Lidstar and Michigan Department of State Police versus SITS, or SITES, I don't know how to pronounce that. Police can forcibly take your DNA, whether or not you've been convicted of a crime. In Maryland versus King, a divided U.S. Supreme Court determined that a person arrested for a crime who is supposed to be presumed innocent until proven guilty must submit to forcible extraction of their DNA. And once again, the court sided with the guardians of the police state over the defenders of individual liberty in determining that DNA samples may be extracted from people arrested for serious offenses. While the court claims to have made its decision based upon concerns of properly identifying criminal suspects upon arrest, what they actually did is open the door for a nationwide dragnet of suspects targeted via DNA sampling. Police can use the fear for my life rationale as an excuse for shooting unarmed individuals. Upon arriving on the scene of a nighttime traffic accident, an Alabama police officer shot a driver exiting his car, mistakenly believing the wallet in his hand to be a gun. From the time the driver stumbled out of the car, waving his wallet in the air, to the time he was shot in the abdomen, only 6 seconds had elapsed. Although the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals concluded that a reasonable officer in Hancock's position would have feared for his life. The video footage makes clear that the courts continue to march in lockstep with the police because no reasonable person would shoot first and ask questions later. A report by the Justice Department found that half of the unarmed people shot by one police department over a 7-year span were shot because the officer saw something, like a cell phone, or some action, like a person pulling at the waist of their pants, and misidentified it as a threat. I hear the music. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. See you on the other side. Thank you.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. I want to make a quick announcement for one specific individual. Brian, if you're listening to this broadcast tonight, please call into the network at 800-313-9443 and give the board op your contact information. I'd appreciate it. Okay, I'd like to talk to you after the show. Okay, getting back to this. Yes, the police have free rein to use drug-sniffing dogs as search warrants on leashes. Now, in Florida versus Harris, a unanimous U.S. Supreme Court determined that police officers may use highly unreliable drug-sniffing dogs to conduct warrantless searches of cars during routine traffic stops. In doing so, the justices sided with police, of course, by claiming that all that the police need to do to prove probable cause for a search is simply assert that a drug detection dog has received proper training. The ruling turns man's best friend into an extension of the police state, providing the use of a canine unit takes place within a reasonable amount of time, and that's in Rodriguez versus the United States. Now, not only are police largely protected by qualified immunity, but police dogs are also off the hook for wrongdoing. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of a police officer who allowed a police dog to maul a homeless man innocent of any wrongdoing. The case arose in 2010 after a police dog attacked a homeless man near an abandoned house where police were tracking a robbery suspect. The cop refused to call off the dog immediately despite the man's pleading and the fact that he did not match the description of the robbery suspect. Isn't that just lovely? The homeless man suffered deep bites on his hands, arm, and thigh, which required a nearly 16-inch skin graft, as well as causing severe bleeding, bruising, swelling, and an arterial blood clot. Incredibly, not only did the court declare that the police officer was protected by qualified immunity, which incentivizes government officials to violate constitutional rights without fear of repercussion, but it had the nerve to suggest that being mauled by a police dog is the equivalent of a lawful Terry stop in which police may stop and hold a person for questioning on the basis of reasonable suspicion. Police can subject Americans to strip searches, no matter the offense. A divided U.S. Supreme Court actually prioritized making life easier for the overworked jail officers over the basic right of Americans to be free from debasing strip searches. In the court's 5-4 ruling in Florence versus Burlington, the court declared that any person who is arrested and processed at a jailhouse, regardless of the severity of his or her offense, i.e., they can be guilty of nothing more than a minor traffic offense, they can be subjected to a strip search by police or jail officials. Reminds me of David Dorch, what happened to him over in Murrieta, California, where they strip searched the guy and they did the anal cavity search with 50 other police officers, both male and female, watching. Amazing, isn't it, folks? So, let's see. They can be subjected to a strip search by police or jail officials, which involves exposing the genitals and the buttocks. This license to probe is now being extended to roadside stops, as police officers throughout the country have begun performing roadside strip searches, some involving anal and vaginal probes, without any evidence of wrongdoing and without a warrant. Police can break into homes without a warrant, even if it's the wrong home. And in an 8-1 ruling in Kentucky versus King, the United States Supreme Court placed their trust in the discretion of police officers rather than in the dictates of the Constitution when they gave police greater leeway to break into homes or apartments without a warrant, despite the fact that the police in question ended up pursuing the wrong suspect, invading the wrong apartment, and violated just about every tenet that stands between us and a police state. The court sanctioned the warrantless raid, leaving Americans with little real protection in the face of all manner of abuses by police. Police can use knock-and-talk tactics as a means of sidestepping the Fourth Amendment. Aggressive knock-and-talk practices have become thinly veiled, warrantless exercises by which citizens are coerced and intimidated into talking with heavily armed police who knock on their doors in the middle of the night. Poor Andrew Scott didn't even get a chance to say no to such a heavy-handed request before he was gunned down by police who pounded aggressively on the wrong door at 1:30 a.m. I'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I hope you're having a good time listening to this. As a good a time as I am reading it to you. Be right back. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. Cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. By the way, a quick shout-out to Fred in Iowa. Fred, I did get your contact information from the board op last night, and if this gentleman surfaces, which he's kind of dropped off the radar for a couple of days, which is why I put a shout-out to him tonight on the radio, I will be in contact with you, Fred, so thank you very much. Okay, let's go to Mike in Colorado. Mike, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. What's up? What's
good
in
Thanks
Colorado?
For the presentation.
Oh, you're welcome. Isn't a lovely place in which we live?
Well, I tell you, the Colorado legislature recently passed a bill that curtails asset forfeiture.
Interesting
and
that you should say.
They passed it 4-1.
Yeah, interesting that you should say that, because another shout-out to Pat in Arkansas. She supplied me with that information, which I'm going to go into as soon as I finish with this. You know, when they can turn you over and probe you and basically do everything but run you through a meat grinder, you know, and the courts let them get away with it, it's about time at least one state decided to do something about it, because this is how they're making a lot of their money to get I think they're splitting part of it with the feds, if I remember correctly, and they're seizing these assets just on suspicion, and which is why I used to go to Las Vegas, not real frequently, but well, back when I was in Fort Wayne, I used to go quite a lot in my former life. But I used to go up, you know, from Phoenix and drive up to Las Vegas. And when they enacted that, and I found out about it, I stopped carrying cash altogether, and I just quit going, because all they have to do is pull you over, and they'll find any excuse they can to seize your money. Go ahead.
Well, and the thing with the law here now, they passed the law, and the governor is debating whether he should sign it. And in Colorado, he doesn't have to sign every law. He could ignore it, and it still becomes law. He's got three options: sign it, ignore it, or veto it. And I think he's going to ignore it because he's a global scumbag, just like the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
The other point that I was going to make to you is, given the fact all the information you put forth, as human beings, we have to not comply, not consent, and not contract with these monsters. We have to say no thank you.
Well, let's explore that for just a moment here, because, you know, I put a shout out tonight for a gentleman to call me or call the network to give his contact information. And there's kind of an issue going on. He's an RBN listener, has been for a long time, and he's just dropped off the map for the last 2 days. And this is the guy that I said that I was going to pay it forward to, because this is the guy that designed my website. He's a guy that has done everything he can do not to play their game. But the problem with not playing their game at all, and I'm talking about not having a driver's license, you know, all that stuff, right?
Right.
And when you take it that far, it becomes an issue if you do get into a situation where you need help, because now, in order to help this man, you know, with any of his belongings or anything, I literally may have to drive there to get it, because he can't drive, doesn't have a car, doesn't have an ID, you know, that sort of stuff. So, you know, it kind of is a catch 22 at some point. You know what I mean?
But
on the consent thing, you get pulled over by a cop, all right? And I agree with you, but it's a very touchy situation, because these guys are trained to ask trick questions to suck people in. For example,
right,
they'll go up to a car, you roll your window down a little bit, and they'll say, "Well, I smell alcohol," even though they don't. Okay, but it gives them an excuse to invade your vehicle, search your person, and do all that good stuff. And yes, you do have to consent to it. But we have to educate the people to understand how to properly respond to an officer's suggest or command. Do you not agree?
Oh, no, I totally agree. And I think that officer in the field doesn't have enough information. He doesn't really know what crime he's perpetrating on humanity. And
mm-hmm.
I got pulled over a little while ago, and I said, you know what? I don't contract with the state. And he looked at me, and I said, I know you don't know what that means, and that's fine. And if we need to get your supervisor out here, that's fine, too. I haven't had a ticket since 1991, so you can run me, but I don't contract with you and the state. So if you give me a ticket, I'm not going to contract with you.
Okay.
And he took my information, went back to the car, came back like 45 seconds later, and said, have a nice day.
Did he say papers, please? Driver's license, registration?
Oh, yeah.
And okay, and you showed him that. Okay.
I gave him those, and I said, but I don't contract with the state.
Okay, well.
And that really confused him, and I could see it in his eyes. That it, you know, when you talk to an adult who doesn't have the information, they look like a little kid again. That's exactly
that's
the look on his face. And I said, this isn't personal. And yes, I didn't use my blinker. I apologize. But I haven't had a ticket since 1991, so do what you got to do, but understand that I don't contract with you.
Okay.
And he was fast. He wasn't like the 15 minutes where they put the light in your mirror and blind you. He was respectful. He was professional. He ran me, which I have nothing on me, and he came back and said, have a nice day, sir, and I said, thank you very much.
Okay, but let me expound on this just a little bit further. Do you not contract with the state simply by having a driver's license to begin with?
I did contract with them as a minor child at 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
And since then, I've learned that's avoided contract.
Okay, you contracted with them at 16 years old to get the driver's license.
Right, and I was a minor, and I can't contract as a minor.
Okay,
so
when you renew your driver's license...
Well, I did for the last time, I will tell you that.
Okay, so here
I didn't know it at the time.
Okay, but here, like I say, here I find myself in a situation where there's an RBN listener, which is, you know, in a pretty, well, he's a pretty down and out predicament, of which I'm...
Dire Straits, yeah. Where is he? What state is he in?
He's in California. Okay. He's over in Van Nuys. He's about 400 miles away from me. And he's got, you know, he's got some equipment. He's the guy that designed my website, and he did a tremendous job. This guy is just, you know, I mean, he's spot on. He's a technical genius, really.
Smart,
I'm
kind.
What's that?
Smart. He's kind. He's getting screwed over.
Well, there's a long story behind it, but yes, in essence, what he, you know, I'll share it with you. What he did was many years ago, he moved into this building and he wired the building to where the tenants, most of the tenants in the building, pay him for services that he provides through the internet, which is fine and dandy, okay? But his landlord, who is not a nice guy, let's just say that, has been trying to get this guy out of there and take over his business in there so he can keep the money himself. And ultimately, ultimately over the years, now his landlord has been able to do that. And so he's getting evicted. And I told him, I said, well, you know, get on a bus, come over here, and, you know, you can stay with me. Well, he's gone dark 2 days ago. We don't know what has happened to the man, and I'm very concerned because...
Hopefully he's not in the cage. He could be in the cage.
Well, yeah, you're talking... I don't know, you know, I don't know if they would have any reason, or the landlord would have any reason to come and arrest him. I suppose I should call the police department over there and find out, which...
Or look it up online. You can go by county, and you can look up his name and his information if as much as you've got, and you can see if they've incarcerated him.
Okay, that's in the county, and you can get that online?
Oh, yeah, okay. Every county in the country's got it.
And in this day and age, just like with what I'm reading here, Mike, it concerns me because with what this landlord is trying to do to this guy, this wouldn't surprise me if he conjured up some kind of a phony complaint, had the police come out and arrest him for some stupid thing, throw him in jail.
I smell dope in his apartment. I smell there's people coming at odd hours of the night. Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, as soon as I get off the air, that's what I'm going to do is go in there. And because I've got, there's a couple other listeners I'm working with, too, that are starting to get pretty concerned about this. And, you know, John and I have talked about it. And, yeah, you know, Tom, the IT guy in Philadelphia, have talked to this guy. And we're trying to find him a place because he's a very talented, very brilliant guy, you know. But I think that there's something possibly sinister that's happened here, and I'm a little concerned.
Which, yeah, so. And it happens every day. And the big thing for me, I was listening to you talk about the numbers and the forfeiture. This country has 310 to 340 million people in this place, and they will rape, rob, and steal from you. And if you're an individual with no support system, like it sounds like your caller that you like, who is part of your circle, who built your website, if he doesn't have somebody on the ground with him to help him, he could be in danger.
Right. And this is why I've said many times on this program or my show that, you know, I honestly feel this. RBN is a family. We're all together in this because we're all conscious.
Yeah.
We're all awake. Okay. And those great people in Fredericksburg reached out to me when I was in the same condition as he was, you know, many years ago, you know, and I never forgot that. So, you know, and I'm trying to do the same thing for him. And I know, you know, believe me, I feel this. I can go anywhere in the country to any patriot out there that's listening to RBN, knock on the door, say, hi, I'm Michael Herzog. Can I spend the night? You know, because I don't want, and I'm sure that they would open the door to me. They've done it.
You've at least got a sofa. Yeah. You got a sofa at my place.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you got a sofa at mine too. Well, maybe it's a love seat, but you know, anyway, but, and so does he. You know, because we have all, I think at one time or another, we have all been in that position, you know, and I've been through it a couple, three times in my life, you know, and as time goes on, the economy gets worse and the police state gets worse and the deep state gets worse, you know, there's more and more of it happening to more and more people. I mean, just look at what's happening with the attacks on RBN, the attacks on the advertisers and so forth. You know, John is just struggling to stay afloat. You know, we didn't put this whole idea together about, you know, listener, you know, participation with a monthly financial thing because we wanted to. It's a matter of necessity, you know.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the other part. As we go forward, that do not comply, do not consent, and do not contract, each individual has to draw a line in the sand right in front of them for what they will tolerate, and be willing to take the consequences if they say no thanks. And
I
that's
agree.
A hard thing to do, but I think it's super important.
Oh, no, I'm in total agreement with you. And this is why, you know, John has had offers to have people come in and, you know, put up so much money to do X, Y, and Z, but they want control of it. Well, that's a problem because, you know, with RBN, the whole motto is because you can handle the truth. And when these people come in and they want to, you know, start making changes, they want to kind of take it more mainstream and then start censoring. And John will not do that. John is adamantly against that. And I totally agree with John. That's why he has the stand that he has. And I respect him for it. You know?
Well, I think that's also why you're back on RBN.
Why? Because I don't have any boundaries on me either?
Well, because you have integrity, and that's an important thing. But what I'm talking about with the line in the sand, when they knock on my door and they're wearing their M5s across their chest and they say, we need to come in, that front door is my line in the sand. You're going to catch a bullet. I'm probably going to catch 30 bullets, but that's my line in the sand.
I agree.
Does that make sense?
No, it makes total sense. And you know, all the things that float through your head, because, you know, I had, going back to this gentleman over in California, you know, I laid out a plan for him, you know, as to what we were going to do to kind of rectify him through this situation. And I had a later talk with John, which this gentleman's not even aware of, because John and I kind of put together a plan as what to do to help this man through this. And he's dropped off the map. And I can't even share with him what John and I had decided to do about this, which was positive, you know, which is why I put it out on the airwaves last night, is to let the listening audience know that we've got a fella here that is very talented in the IT business. And Fred from Iowa, you know, called in last night, left his contact information. You know, Fred is willing to participate in it. And I'm sure there's a number of other ones out there, too. But the guy's got to surface first. And I'm concerned about his well-being. That's what the whole thing's all about, you know.
Understandable. And 48 hours is a relatively short period of time. Hopefully, he's just so scared that he's not doing anything and that he's not in the cage. And if he is listening, dude, just contact RBN. Not only will Michael and John and Fred, but Mike in Colorado, we got your back in whatever way that we can. So, good show. Dennis, keep it up. Thank you for your work.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. And by the way, it's not just John and Tom and Mike in Colorado, but there's a Lark. I mean, there's a number of us that are, you know, ready to help this guy, you know, and that's what this is all about, because not only are we a family, but we've got each other's back here, you know, and I'm a firm believer in it. And I know because I've experienced it. So, yes, please, Brian, if you're listening to this program, just call into the network, 800-313-9443. If you're in a situation where they've shut off your electricity or whatever has happened, you know, give me a contact number, even if it's a payphone. And as soon as I get off the program, stand by the phone and I'll call you. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to this. So yes, poor Andrew Scott didn't even get a chance to say no to such a heavy-handed request before he was gunned down by police who pounded aggressively on the wrong door. The wrong door at 1:30 a.m. They failed to identify themselves as police, and then repeatedly shot and killed the man when he answered the door while holding a gun in self-defense. Police can interrogate minors without parents' consent. Again, I go back to David Dortch. That's the whole reason that David got into this problem. And if you recall, it was about 2.5 years ago when I interviewed David and his wife on my show, where the Marietta Police Department had arrested his son for, you know, something stupid. It was spraying graffiti on a public building or something like that. And when they found out that the police had interrogated their son without his consent or without parents' consent, and when they went to question the kid again, David Dortch said, no, these cops in Marietta Police Department destroyed this man. He was an optometrist there. He was a doctor that was very successful. And about half of his patients were city officials, you know, people that worked in government, and they put out an email vilifying this guy for nothing. So he lost half his business right there. And ultimately, the outcome of this is him and his wife and his children have had to flee the state of California, and they're living somewhere in this country now on an Indian reservation because of this out-of-control police department. It's amazing, isn't it, folks? So police can interrogate minors without parents' consent, and in a devastating ruling that could very well do away with that little Fourth Amendment protection, it remains to public school students and their families in the U.S. Supreme Court throughout a lower court ruling in Camretta versus Green, which required the government authorities to secure a warrant, a court order, or parental consent before interrogating students at school. Now, the ramifications are far-reaching, rendering public school students as wards of the state. And once again, the courts sided with law enforcement against the rights of the people. It's a crime to not identify yourself when a policeman asks your name. In Highbell versus the 6th Judicial District Court of the state of Nevada, a majority of the high court agreed that refusing to answer when a policeman asks what's your name can rightfully be considered a crime under Nevada's Stop and Identify statute. No longer will Americans, even those not suspected of or charged with any crime, have the right to remain silent when stopped and questioned by a police officer. Police can carry out no-knock raids. If they believe announcing themselves would be dangerous, police can perform a no-knock raid as long as they have a reasonable suspicion that knocking and announcing their presence under the particular circumstances would be dangerous or futile or give occupants a chance to destroy evidence of a crime. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, Your American Awakening. Stick around. More to come.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. And by the way, a quick announcement. I can't remember, forgive me for this, but I can't remember who the caller was that called in the other night and suggested that I go watch the movie Inside Man. Now, he said that he had to watch it two or three times to get it because you couldn't get it the first time through. So I went in, looked on YouTube, and sure enough, there it was. So I watched it right after that show. And I watched it one time. And by the way, the actor's, the main actor's name is Dominic Purcell. He was the brother on that series. I can't remember whether it was Home, whatever, Netflix, I think it was, Prison Break. But yes, I watched it one time. And it was, interestingly enough, when I got the plot, by the way, but interestingly enough, it was made in the year, I believe it was 2006, 5 years before they did exactly, well, the I'll give this part of the movie away. Dominic Purcell was a sniper in Special Forces that assassinated the Egyptian dictator, not the Egyptian, the Libyan dictator. This was about made about 5 years before they did the same thing to Muammar Gaddafi. Do you think they knew 5 years before that that's what they were going to do, folks, and they were kind of putting us out there in a coded message to us in the movie Inside Man? I think so. Anyway, let's get back to this. Okay, so legal ownership of a firearm is also enough to justify a no-knock raid by police in Quinn versus Texas. For instance, a Texas man had his home subject to a no-knock SWAT team-style forceful entry and raid based solely on the suspicion that there were legally owned firearms in his household. The homeowner was actually shot by police through his closed bedroom door. The military can arrest and detain American citizens in refusing to hear Hedges versus Obama, a legal challenge to the indefinite detention provision of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012. Remember when Obama signed that right at the end of the year? The U.S. Supreme Court affirmed that the president and the U.S. military can arrest and indefinitely detain individuals, including American citizens. And in so doing, the High Court also passed up an opportunity to overturn its 1944 Korematsu versus the United States ruling allowing for the internment of Japanese Americans in concentration camps. As I make clear in my book Battlefield America, according to Lou Rockwell, the war on the American people, we are dealing with a nationwide epidemic of court-sanctioned police violence carried out against individuals posing little or no real threat who are nevertheless subjected to such extensive police force as to end up maimed or killed. When all is said and done, what these assorted court rulings add up to is a disconcerting government mindset that interprets the Constitution one way for the elite government entities, the police, corporations, and the wealthy, of course, and uses a second measure altogether for the underclasses, that is, you and me. Now, and this ties in with, again, you know, I never got to it last night, folks, but I was going to do a show, which I will do probably, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday, on privatizing the prisons, because it's big business for them. They put you in prison, and then now they've got slave labor at 13 to 35 cents an hour, pumping out everything from desks to government equipment. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm going to shift gears and go into that that legalized civil forfeiture. Be right back.
Figure out I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.